Finally. So nice to be able to lie down. Come, join me in bed. Don't be silly. I'm not going to sleep in the wedding dress. I just want to relax for a bit. And I want you here. I haven't had you to myself this entire day. Are you really going to keep your wife waiting even longer? Good. Will you hold me? Thank you. I love you. This is going to be it. Our first night as husband and wife. I'm no longer your maid. I know we've been more than a lord and a maid for a while, but it's different now, isn't it? Yes. It's hard to understand that it has finally happened. I can finally look forward without fear that someone will stop us. We're locked together now until death do us part. This is the happiest day of my life. All my anxiety and fears, that they've just disappeared when I saw you standing there at the altar. I just knew that with you, I won't have anything to worry about. Because you'll always be there for me, and your family, too. Your father, he made me very happy when he volunteered to walk me down the aisle when he heard about my father. I didn't tell you this, but as we waited outside the door, he gave me a little kiss on the cheek and said welcome to the family with a big, warm smile. I think it was genuine. I'll be honest. I was worried about getting his approval. He's a good man, honorable, and cares for his family. It wasn't a surprise that he was against our relationship. Yes, you're right. I'm part of your family now, and I'm happy I get to call him my father-in-law. It makes me feel a lot better about moving back in. Oh, no, I'm not concerned about the rest of the family. They're all so sweet. I mean, both of your sisters have given me their blessings even before today. They did so in their first letters they sent us after we eloped. And your mother. I have a feeling she always knew something was up. She smiled at me and said, I'm glad you caught him after all these years. It might just have been your father who didn't suspect anything. Don't say that. He's not dense. He's just traditional. I won't allow you to badmouth my father-in-law like that. No, not even you. I look forward to seeing the staff at the mansion when we get back. I'm afraid it'll be tense and kind of an awkward reunion now. They'll be forced to treat me the same way they treat you and the family. I fear we may not be able to talk freely anymore. I also know a few of them don't approve of us. A lowly maid isn't supposed to marry a highborn lord. No. If they somehow act out of turn towards me, I don't want you to give them a reprimand. I want to deal with it in my own way. I know their situation. Your family has always treated us servants well and fairly, much better than a lot of the other houses, but you can never understand the disconnect between our worlds. I don't want them to think I've changed. The situation has, but I haven't. In any case, I'm sure that most of the servants will support us. Obviously, my maid of honor will. I'm so happy you helped her get here. Considering she's just a maid like me, she wouldn't have been able to afford it without your help. I know she already thanked you, but she really wanted me to express just how grateful she is. And I, for that matter. I couldn't imagine having anyone else by my side. Oh, also, She agreed to be my lady's maid. She said she was hoping I'd ask. I feel like after all that's happened, everything is looking up. We can finally settle down, create our own lives, and maybe start a family. Yes? Wouldn't you like to see a tiny you running around the yard? Uh-huh. Oh, I can see the smile. It's a pretty fantasy, isn't it? But it doesn't have to be a fantasy. We can make it a reality. What do you say? So eager. But I'm happy. You want to help me out of my wedding dress? No. You want me to keep it on? But... fine. That's fine. If that's what you want, darling. I'm glad you think it's pretty. That's all the convincing that I need. My darling Lord. I love you so much. Please. Keep your hands moving across my body. I love to feel your every touch. Especially there. More. It feels so good. What about you? How are you doing? Never mind. I'll check for myself. Oh, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to find. You're getting hard for me. Do you want me to take it out? Yes, my lord. Don't you want me to call you my lord anymore? I know I'm not your maid, but my body is still eager to serve you. And you'll always be the lord of my heart. When we are alone together in bed, I wouldn't mind being your maid, caring for your needs. Will you let me? I'd like to start by moving down between your legs. I want to make you feel good, wrapping my soft hand around your cock and gently moving up and down. Just lie back and let me take care of you. I want to step it up a notch. Darling, you've never tasted so good before. I can't believe your cock is finally mine. No other woman will ever get this cock. Especially not that highborn lady you were arranged to marry. Sorry. I won't talk about her. I'm just so happy to finally have you, and you have me. Do you like what you see? Your wife in a pretty white wedding dress, sucking you off. It makes me pleased to see you smile like that. It feels so good to have your cock in my mouth. But I'd like to feel you inside the lips between my legs. What do you say? Are you ready to make an air? No. Stay there. I'll get on top. I'll just pull my dress up and now. Do you like to feel my pussy grinding against your cock? Do you want to put it in? Not yet. Why? Because I'm a little tease, that's why. No, I'm sorry, my lord. I'm sorry. Kiss me back, and I'll sit down on you. Feeling when your cock gently stretches me just wide enough to take you. That's such a snug fit. Oh, you're so perfect. I can't believe that this will be my life from now on. I must be the luckiest person alive. Oh, you're just as lucky. Do you really think so? seeing how much you seem to be enjoying yourself right now, I think I believe you. Kiss me. Myself back anymore, please. imagining your cock shooting your seed deep inside me makes me want to come. It's been my dream for so long to have your child. Sorry for being such a naughty wife. Please. Please make me pregnant. Come inside me. Over and over and over again. It's my duty to give you an heir, which means it's your duty to fill me up with all your cum. Are you ready? I can't wait. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Breathe me, my lord. My husband, my darling. Please. Yeah. Please come in me. I can't wait. I feel so good. Fuck your load deep inside me and give me your baby, please. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Hold me down against you and give it to me deep. Fuck. Savor this moment for as long as possible. This single moment might just mark the start of our own little family. You're right, of course. We'll have a lot of these single moments, won't we? I can keep the dress on if you want. Or you could have me completely naked in your arms. Whatever you say, darling. Making you happy makes me happy. You feel the same way? In that case, I guess we're in for an endless loop of happiness right now. That's a pretty good sentiment to start our lives as husband and wife, isn't it? I think so too. And we'll only get happier from here. Soon enough, we'll have a tiny you and a mini me, and obviously they will need a sibling too. I guess that means that we have our work cut out for us. Well then, what do you say we get back at it?